This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Holy Trinity Friday. First posted May 16th, 2008. Jeremiah 9:23-24 True Glory. 1 Timothy 6:6-19 True Riches. Jeremiah paraphrase. Those who are wise in this world should not glory in their worldly wisdom, the powerful should not glory in their power, and the rich should not glory in their wealth. Instead, let the one who glories, glory in understanding and knowing the Lord, who is steadfast in love, and just and righteous in all his ways, for he delights in these virtues. 1 Timothy paraphrase, Godliness with contentment is of great benefit. We are all born into the world with nothing and we cannot take anything with us when we leave this life, so let us be content with having food and clothing. Those who desire wealth fall into temptation, a trap, and into unreasonable and harmful desires which lead to spiritual ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs. 1 Timothy 6:10. Those who desire to be God's people must avoid these worldly temptations. We must focus on righteousness, godliness, emulating God's nature and character, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. Paul, reminding Timothy that we are in the presence of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, charged him to keep the commandment, Jesus' teachings, unstained and above reproach until Christ returns. Christ will return at the perfect time determined by the only sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He alone is immortal, invisible and dwells in an approachable light. He is worthy of honor and eternal dominion. Amen. The rich are to be instructed to not be haughty, nor to rely on wealth, which is uncertain. Instead they should rely on God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. The rich should be rich in good deeds, liberality and generosity, storing up a solid foundation for the future, so that they may possess life which is truly and eternally life. Commentary, true wisdom is divine, eternal wisdom, not what the world falsely calls wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:17-25-2:8. True wisdom is personally knowing the Lord, and understanding His character and His purpose for us and for creation. The fear, awe and respect for the power and authority of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all those who practice it. Psalm 111:10. The Lord is just, righteous, and steadfast in love. He delights in these virtues, and if we want to please Him we should emulate these virtues in our own lives. We should make righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness and gentleness our aim. Those who seek worldly goals, such as worldly wisdom, wealth, political power, physical health and strength, focus on those things, which never satisfy and don't last, instead of what is eternally important and precious. Being God's people requires commitment, effort and self-sacrifice. The Christian faith is in conflict with worldly values. We must be ready to face opposition. We must step forward with the gospel and fight the good fight. We must claim the promise of eternal life by grasping and holding on to the promise, by commitment and by acting upon it. The good confession is our acknowledgement and acceptance of Jesus as our Lord, with the commitment to trust and obey Jesus. The commandment is the sum of Jesus' teachings. We are to live according to Jesus' teachings, so that we don't bring reproach upon or damage the acceptance of the gospel by others. Those who are rich, wise or powerful according to worldly standards must be willing to sacrifice those things and learn to rely instead upon God. Mark 10:17-22. That won't be easy for those who have desired and pursued those worldly values. Mark 10:23-25. It will be hard for those with worldly power to submit to the Lord's authority, and for those who have worldly wisdom it will be hard for them to accept the wisdom of God embodied in Jesus, crucified. 1 Corinthians 1:22-25-5, 7-8. I'm convinced that the meaning and purpose of life in this world is the opportunity to seek and to come to know and to have fellowship with God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, John 14:6. This lifetime is our opportunity to learn to trust and obey God's Word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5:14. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be born again, John 3:3-5-8, spiritually to eternal life, by the gift, anointing, baptism, of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Only by the indwelling Holy Spirit are we able to know and have fellowship with the Lord personally, and understand his character and his will for creation and for us individually. The Lord God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whether we acknowledge him or not. He is immortal, invisible and dwells in an approachable light. Jesus is the only way to see God, Matthew 11:27, John 14:21-23. Jesus is the only way to obtain and know divine eternal wisdom and truth. Jesus is the only way to receive eternal life. Jesus is the only way into God's presence in his kingdom of light in heaven, John 14:6. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.